relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
This is Charlie Kirk filling in for the great Dr. Sebastian Gorka, America First at the ReliefFactor.com studios. Our phone number is 833-334-6752. That is 833-334-6752. Call in. We're going to take some calls this hour. We're going to talk about all things 2020, talk a little Trump, talk a little college campuses. I am the founder and executive director of Turning Point USA, present on over 1,400 high school and college campuses across the country. It is tpusa.com. Get your students involved. Check out the work that we are doing on high school and college campuses across the country. I'm honored here to have a friend of mine and what I think is actually one of the best and most creative thinkers in the conservative movement. I don't say that lightly because I know most of the people in the conservative movement out there, and this guy really gets it. He has a comedic approach and a very, very a good wit about him. And as Michael Knowles, he has the Michael Knowles Show, and he, of course, writes for our friends at the Daily Wire, dailywire.com. Great people. Of course, all of our friends over there, Ben Shapiro and Michael's there and Andrew Clavin. Michael, are you there?
Charlie, thanks for having me.
You bet. So kind of break down for me the Joe Biden announcement yesterday. And if you will, talk a little bit about Joe Biden's greatest hits for the audience that might not be aware of all the baggage that former Vice President Joe Biden is bringing to this race.
Charlie, how much time do you have? This is only a three-hour show. We couldn't even begin to scratch the surface on Joe Biden's greatest hits. The way that this campaign rolled out was such a gift to Republicans and conservatives. Joe Biden launched his campaign with one word, Charlottesville, and he launched it by continuing to spread a total lie, a total hoax that Donald Trump called white supremacists and neo-Nazis very fine people in Charlottesville. He made the accusation. This took up the first minute and a half of his campaign announcement. It just didn't happen. And before we can prove why it didn't happen, you got to remember Joe Biden has been a shameless race-baiting liar for years. He pulled this exact same stunt in 2012. When he and Obama were running against Mitt Romney, he said Mitt Romney wanted to put y'all back in chains to an audience of predominantly black voters. He's been pulling this with Romney. He's pulling it with Trump. He would pull it with you if you were running for president. And it just did not happen. Not only did Donald Trump not refer to white supremacists and neo-Nazis as very fine people in Charlottesville. He explicitly condemned them multiple times, and he explicitly condemned them within the same paragraph that he used the phrase very fine people. Whoever is peddling this lie is a cynical hoaxer who is expressly being dishonest with the American people.
Michael, I'm so glad you mentioned that, because I think there was a Washington Post article about anyone who dares say that. What'd they call them? Truthers or something?
The Charlottesville Truthers.
And it's just stunning to me. And so Joe Biden, they can't run on the economy. They can't run on judges. They can't run on foreign policy. So they try to misrepresent this moment that should honestly not be politicized. And I want to read word for word what Michael just said from President Trump's press conference. You ready for this, Michael? This is Trump, President of the United States, words. And you had people, and I'm not talking about the neo-Nazis or white nationalists, because they should be condemned. Hold on, my screen went down here. And they should be condemned, totally. But you had many people in that group other than neo-Nazis and white nationals, okay? That was his quote. So he says, I want to repeat this. I'm not talking about the neo-Nazis or white nationalists, because they should be condemned totally. My goodness, Michael, isn't the whole narrative that this would have been an easy moment to condemn? He explicitly did that, right?
He couldn't have done it any more clearly. He used the word totally. I condemn them totally in the same sentence. He previously had said racism is evil. We condemn all forms of bigotry. He said it repeatedly, but the media don't want to hear that. And Democrat politicians now are exploiting this. The trouble for Joe Biden is Joe Biden entered this race with an, according to Morning Consult and Politico, an 8-point advantage, not just over Bernie Sanders, but over President Trump. So
the polls have never been wrong before.
And the polls are never wrong, especially about Donald Trump, right? They're always right. That's why Hillary Clinton's the president. And he goes into this race. Let's say he's got good approval. Let's say he's got good name recognition. He thinks he can go into this race. He's never going to get dinged. No one's going to go after him. He's just going to run against Trump and on his own brand recognition. That's not going to last very long when you're running against 21 other Democrats trying to take that nomination from you. And it's not going to last very long when you are running on a lie. The very beginning of Joe Biden's campaign is a lie. It reminds me of 1988. When he first ran for president, and he had to drop out of the race because he lied about his academic record and because he plagiarized. It reminds me of 2008, where he lost that election as well. The only reason he ended up being vice president is because Barack Obama hated Hillary Clinton so much that he couldn't pick her. Joe Biden is not just a repeated presidential loser. He is a shameless liar from the very beginning of his presidential career, and I think it's just going to catch up with him in 2020.
Well, and I said in the previous hour that you're going to have dozens of clamoring, desperate Democrats that will then use him as the manifestation of all the wrongdoings of the Democrat Party. And Michael, I made this point, would love your feedback on this. You're actually going to see, for the first time in American political history, a candidate pretend to be more radical than he actually is. Usually it's the opposite. Usually people pretend to be more moderate. If you think about it, people say, oh, no, like Barack Obama, he ran towards the middle. He was like, I'm actually not as radical as you think I am. Joe Biden's making a concerted effort to be more radical. Like, oh, no, I actually do think we should abolish Electoral College, do the Green New Deal, have reparations, all these ideas. I could say confidently, I do not think he will be the nominee. I do not think that. I think that their base is way. Go ahead.
Joe Biden has these two problems that you exactly articulate. He's been a moderate. He's run as a moderate for his whole political career. Now he's got to pretend to be a radical. But when you've been in politics as long as Joe Biden, you've got a lot of comments. You've got a lot of behaviors, a lot of news clips that are going to come back and hit you. And what this highlights is that this is not the party of Joe Biden. This is not even the party of Barack Obama. This is the party of Bernie Sanders. You remember the other night at that CNN town hall, Bernie Sanders was asked about voting rights for felons. He said that rapists and terrorists and the Boston bomber should be able to vote while in jail. So Chris Cuomo and all the other clown show at CNN asks the other Democrat candidates, You don't agree with Bernie Sanders, do you? You don't agree that the Boston Marathon bomber should have the right to vote. What do they all do? They all said, well, maybe we should have that discussion. Yes, no, he should have the right to vote. Because Bernie Sanders is defining the terms of the debate.
That's exactly and right. Off the charts correct. You're exactly right. He is the center of gravity. He's defining the rules of engagement. And no one has the courage to dare disagree. Because Bernie should have won the nomination in 2016. It was stolen from him. He has successfully kept his angry base perpetually upset at America and accepted Donald Trump. And now he is defining the rules of engagement. Bernie Sanders is the guy that is saying this is what it should be and should not be. So if he takes a position and you dare disagree with it, you'll be devoured. That will happen. Michael, in the couple seconds we have remaining, would you like to comment a little bit about Donald Trump's re-election's chances, the GDP number, everything that came out today?
I think, obviously, the mainstream media aren't covering that those GDP numbers. Obviously, Paul Krugman's gone into hiding. If the election were held today, Donald Trump would win. It doesn't matter what the polls say. Biden's on his way out. Bernie is on the upswing. At least Bernie stands for something. Biden stands for nothing. If it comes down to Bernie versus Trump, Trump's going to take it.
I agree. Michael Knowles, you're a national treasure, dailywire.com. Everybody check him out. Thanks so much for being on the show. We will be right back. America First. This is Charlie Kirk filling in.
There's simply no explanation. Your son's a miracle.
Breakthrough is the feel-good inspirational movie event audiences around the country are raving about.
He just came back to life.
Critics are calling it remarkable. A heartwarming story of faith, love, and community.
The fiercest mama bear that I've ever known.
From the producers of Miracles from Heaven.
The power of God's love makes all things possible.
Breakthrough. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Not playing. Only in theaters.
Friends, I have to tell you about my recent experience at Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. I am no novice. I have received firearms training at the highest level. Dr. Ignatius Piazza and his Front Sight facility are a national treasure. Through my personal relationship with Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/Gorka, G-O-R-K-A, to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge, with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/Gorka. After your first course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population guaranteed. But you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/Gorka. See you at Front Sight.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Two short months ago, the world was in a complete frenzy over the market disruption. And now everything is A-OK, just peachy, right? We think not. Actually, not even close. Investors could be in for a rude awakening sooner than you may think. Don't commit the costly mistake so many other clueless retirees are going to make, getting caught with their pants around their ankles. For a limited time, you can get a 100% free copy of the Roadmap to Safe Retirement Income ebook from Knight Strategic Wealth. You cannot find this ebook anywhere else, and you'll want to read what's inside. It's a step-by-step plan for anyone over the age of 55 who would like to enjoy a stress-free retirement. Text FREE to 48542 and we'll send this eye-opening guide to you instantly. If you want to be able to enjoy life comfortably and never run out of the means to do so, then the Roadmap to Safe Retirement Income is just for you. Text FREE to 48542. Text FREE to 48542.
We have some exciting news for the 64 million households that still have a landline telephone. You've probably had the same telephone number for years, and it's important to you. Family, friends, colleagues, doctors, and a lifetime of connections have that number as a way of connecting with you. Now there's an exciting service that allows you to keep your important home number and get rid of that expensive landline. OurOldNumber.com is revolutionizing how we use that important home telephone number. With OurOldNumber.com, calls to your home telephone number can reach any member of the family wherever they are. Callers hear a personalized greeting from you, select the family member they wish to reach, and the call is immediately forwarded onto that family member's cell phone. There's no equipment needed or long-term contracts, and it's only $9.99 per month. Best of all, it eliminates those pesky sales calls. It's easy to get started. Just go to OurOldNumber.com and follow the directions. That's OurOldNumber.com.
This is Charlie Kirk filling in for the great Dr. Sebastian Gorka, America First, at the ReliefFactor.com studios. Our phone number is 833-334-6752. Call in. We're going to be taking calls. It is so interesting to observe and analyze this Democrat primary. You have still turbulence. You still have some people, I think, that are still going to announce. I think there's going to be a surprise. I think someone's going to catch fire, like Governor Hickenlooper or somebody that we haven't really had much media attention on. We're still so early into this primary. But a headline caught my eye. Democrat Buttigieg, Mayor Pete, seems like a nice enough guy. He's an Army veteran who's a hero for our country. He deserves credit for that. Served our country admirably. Mayor Pete brands himself as a turnaround candidate. What? I want to say it again. Democrat Pete Buttigieg, Mayor Pete from South Bend, Indiana, says he is the turnaround candidate. Hold on a second. What exactly do you plan on turning around? You have a plan to bring back ISIS? Do you want to make unemployment go up? You want to have less people work? You want to bring rockets back to North Korea? Do you want black employment to go up? Do you want black poverty to go up? You want more people on food stamps? It's such a cliche, and I don't think he quite realizes what he's saying when he says this, because usually politicians are running to fix messes because politicians have created messes for the last 50 years in our country. And so everyone says, oh, I'm the turnaround candidate. I'm the guy that can fix it. But when there's very little to structurally fix, there's, of course, still issues, the national debt. There's still things we should address. But when you're getting the big stuff right, when the economy is the best that it's ever been, when you have relative world peace— when you're solving problems such as signing prison reform, signing the Veterans Accountability Act, when you're signing right to try, when you cancel the Iran deal, move the embassy to Jerusalem, and then you have Democrat Mayor Pete say, well, I'm the turnaround guy, and I can turn the economy around and turn this. What exactly are you going to turn around? The greatest economy that America's ever had? You're going to turn it around back to how it was? So you're going to go back to 0.03% GDP growth. You're going to go back to 10% unemployment. You're going to have more people sign up for food stamps. And this is really where the Democrats find themselves in a conundrum, because you can only relentlessly resist something that works for so long. Right now, in a generic ballot, President Trump does okay against the Democrats. But as soon as that Democrat has a face and these radical comments start to come out, or these nonsense comments start to come out, they really start to reveal themselves. Speaking of radical comments, one of my favorite members of Congress to talk about, Congressman Eric Swalwell, I think I'm saying that right. This is Cut 10. Let's listen to Cut 10, Congressman Eric Swalwell.
Do you think the president should be impeached?
We're on that road right now, and we certainly got closer after the Mueller report. So I'm one of the persons that will have to prosecute that case.
I'm one of the people that will have to prosecute that case. This sounds like a guy running for president. Well, he is running for president. Running for president has become like this cottage industry in the United States. It's a great way to get your name out, great way to sell books. Eric Swalwell, if you become president of the United States, I will be very surprised. Let's just put it that way. Anything can happen. Obviously, Donald Trump surprised a lot of us. But boy, do I think Eric Swalwell is actually running because he thinks he can be president of the United States. No, he wants to get his name out. He wants to have more cable television hits. Boy, has he already had a lot. But he's saying this. I want to repeat that. We are on the right road right now, and we are certainly closer after the Mueller report. Closer after the Mueller report, we spent $30 million of U.S. taxpayer dollars. This was a taxpayer-funded assassination attempt, metaphorical assassination attempt, against the president of the United States, of his character, in one of the worst ways you could possibly imagine. We had 2 years, $30 million. What exactly are they upset about? That he tweeted? That he said, oh, I wish I'm not under special investigation? Do you notice when they talk about this? Do you notice they never actually point to specifics? Do you notice Congressman Eric Swalwell does not go, well, on page 71, you can see this is really concerning. It's all innuendo. I want to go to cut nine here. Tom Perez echoes the same thing.
The former Homeland Security Secretary who expressed concerns about this happening again and was told, you can't bring this up in front of Donald Trump. We are at war right now. It is a cyber war. Unfortunately, because our commander-in-chief is compromised, the federal government is asleep at the switch.
Well, again, Tom Perez, what specific are you talking about? And by the way, I love all these Democrats that, like, hours after the Mueller report gets released. Oh, I've read the Mueller report and it's full. No, you haven't. It's the length of Harry Potter book Goblet of Fire, which is a great book, by the way. I read it growing up. You did not read the Goblet of Fire 3 hours after. Now, I'm actually going to be one of the few honest people. I have not read the Mueller report in its entirety. I have started. I plan to read it. People that I trust have read it, such as Mark Levin and Rush Limbaugh. And their interpretation. I've read parts of it. I've referenced parts of it, but I will get through it. But these people have read the entire Mueller report. No, you haven't. Maybe they have at this point, hours after they were saying, I've read the whole Mueller report, and now it's need to impeach. No matter what was in there, you would have wanted to impeach this guy. No matter what is in there. This is nothing more than trying to use misinformation against the president. I want to play one more clip. Cut eight, Maxine Waters.
All of that's good. All of that's something that could be done. But the fact of the matter is, I think that when you look at this report, you can see that there's enough information there, not only on obstruction of justice, but also on collusion or conspiracy, whatever you want to call it, to move forward with impeachment on this president.
Specifics, Congresswoman Maxine Waters. Where are the specifics? So that, you know, they'll say, to play devil's advocate against myself, to be more intellectually honest than a liberal, you know, would be if they're doing this. They say, well, there's 10 instances of possible obstruction the president might have done. If there were actual cases of obstruction, they would have referred them to the Department of Justice. The impeachment clause is very clear. High crimes and misdemeanors. You cannot impeach a president because you're upset that you lost an election. You cannot impeach a president because you're upset with the way he tweets. You can't impeach a president because he's achieving results. And it's really interesting. There's only been two American presidents in our history that have been impeached. President Bill Clinton and President Andrew Johnson. Does anyone want to guess out there how many presidents have been removed from office because they were impeached? None. Zero. And then, of course, you have some of these journalists going on Twitter. They say, well, Richard Nixon was, you know, he was never impeached. He resigned well before that. And there was no guarantee he would have been removed from office. And then you have Congressman Adam Schiff, who says, well, this is far worse than Watergate. And we need to keep investigating. These are the same people that have said they have material evidence of collusion for years. But listen, the Democrats were caught by surprise when the president won. Surprise is the understatement. OK, think of it as the sneak attack of the century politically. They thought they were going to have the Supreme Court for a generation. They thought they were going to hamper our economy. They thought they were going to continue to infiltrate the deep state. And then President Trump won in states they haven't campaigned in. They concocted this lie, this absolute lie that President Trump colluded with the Russians, which, by the way, it was the Democrats that ignored Russian interference in America for years. The Mueller report talked about that, by the way. The Mueller report talked about how the Obama administration did not do anything against the cyber attacks, how the Obama administration did not properly instruct Susan Rice to address these issues. And yet now we're supposed to take seriously
when they told us for 2 years that Bob Mueller should be protected and the Mueller report would be the worst thing ever. But as soon as Andrew Weissman and his entire group started to say that, I don't know if there's anything here, they have repositioned and pivoted. It's a disgrace. We'll be right back. This is America First. Charlie Kirk filling in for Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Everyone's talking about Better Together, the exciting new talk show by women and for women airing daily on TBN Television Network. Join host Lori Crouch and some awesome women of faith in action. Better Together is a fast-moving 30 minutes of honest, engaging conversation about all sorts of issues. No topic is off limits. That's what Better Together is all about, living, loving, and growing in God's grace together as friends and family. Join in weekdays at 1:30 p.m. Eastern, 10:30 a.m. Pacific for Better Together, exclusively on TBN.
Are you an unhappy timeshare owner? Getting out of your timeshare is probably at the top of your to-do list. Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. Now that the annual maintenance fees are coming due, you probably wish you had a way to get out of that burdensome and expensive timeshare. Thankfully, we can help. Our process is done legally, ethically, and quickly. Call today for a no-obligation consultation at 833-594-0077 or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring is prime home buying season, so if you're thinking about buying a home, right now is the time to lock a low rate, which can save you money every month on your new mortgage. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Have you ever seen a pest controller spraying chemicals in your home? It makes you wonder, if their chemicals are safe, then why do they suit up and wear respirators only to leave you to walk back in unprotected? G'day, I'm Scott from Plug In Pest Free, and I'm here to tell you there's a better way. In an age where we now have the choice to drive electric cars, you too can electronically rid your home or business of unwanted rodents and pests. The answer is Plug In Pest Free. 100% chemical-free, Plug-In Pest-Free is your safest bet for your family and pets. Our bestseller, the Plug-In Pest-Free Pro, will cover up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. So order yours today at gopestfree.com. Use promo code SAVE20 for 20% off plus free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. That's gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Don't spray and regret, plug in and forget. GoPestFree.com today.
Hi, I'm Grant Eckert from National Debt Relief. For years, you've heard us on the radio sharing how you can be debt-free in 24 to 48 months, often paying only a fraction of what you owe. But how does our program work? If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, personal loans, or collection accounts, you may qualify to get the relief you deserve in just 5 steps. Step 1, our certified debt specialist will complete a free debt analysis. Step 2, you'll select the plan that's right for you. Step 3, you'll begin making one affordable monthly payment towards your enrolled debts. Step 4, our team of experts will negotiate with your creditors. And step 5, you'll achieve financial relief. We've already helped over 100,000 Americans resolve more than $1 billion of debt. We're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and have received over 35,000 five-star reviews. The best part is, we don't earn a penny until we've successfully resolved your debt.
Call National Debt Relief now at 800-658-0988. That's 800-658-0988. 800-658-0988.
Hello, everybody. This is Charlie Kirk filling in for the great Dr. Sebastian Gorka, America First, the ReliefFactor.com studios. Our phone number is 833-334-6752. That's 833-334-6752. I am the founder and executive director of Turning Point USA. Amazing honor to be filling in for one of our honorary board members, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, the great Dr. Gorka. You can visit our website, tpusa.com, to learn more about the important work we are doing on college and high school campuses across the country. Let's get to the phones. Line one from L.A. How you doing?
Hi, Charlie. Thanks for what you do and your organization. If you give me a couple of minutes to complete my thoughts, you are doing what we face as a nation. In my opinion, the biggest problem that we've ever had for our survival, which is the left weaponizing themselves with the schools to indoctrinate students from a young age. More importantly than universities, I think it's high schools, where kids are being kids with their minds ready to absorb. They are being taught the wrong, all these leftist ideas, and then their ideas being validated through news media is what sets them up for, hopefully not for life, but for a long time. And in a nation that rules by democracy, that is a big weapon that they have. And what we've seen recently with all the latest elections and all these protests and all that is just symptoms of what is going on, and it will get worse if nothing is done about it. And in my opinion, schools should become politics-free until college. We should pass legislation to enforce that. Otherwise, we're going to have big problems in this country, and we're going to lose a lot of
people. Thank you. I totally agree. Thank you so much for your call. And I appreciate the kind words. And this is exactly what we're fighting on college and high school campuses all across the country. This indoctrination, students are not being taught American history. So if I had to actually distill two of the biggest lies, distill's the wrong word. If I had to correct two of the biggest lies in America that students are being taught, they are the following. Number one, that somehow just because someone got rich, someone else got poor. I call this the lie of exploitation. Students are taught that, okay, there's a rich person here, therefore 500 people got poor because that guy got rich. Anyone that has operated in a market economy, especially in America, we know that not to be true. In order for somebody to get rich, other people got rich alongside of him. They had jobs. He had to have an office. They had to build that office. There were jobs around that office. He might have had to borrow money. He had to pay for meals, and so on and so forth. It's impossible to get rich in America the right way without having other people get wealthy alongside of you to be a productive entrepreneur. And young people, unfortunately, students are taught in our schools, there's a rich person, that means he exploited his way to the top, that he stole that money. Students are taught that if there's a rich person, essentially he went around as a robber baron and took from other people. But those of us that understand markets know that it's not that simple at all. It's actually the exact opposite. It's that if that someone got rich, they had to have a really good idea for a long period of time and act ethically, prove that idea, do it in face of huge resistance or backlash, have grit, have spirit, employ hundreds, sometimes thousands, sometimes tens of thousands of people. And all those people were able to have paychecks and send their kids through college and have meaning and have direction. And so students are taught that the second biggest myth, and oh boy, if I could program this out tomorrow, things would be a lot different politically, is that somehow in the 1960s, the party switched. I'm going to do an entire segment on this coming up because the time we have remaining will not do justice what I want to talk about. But in essence, the idea that the Republican Party today is somehow what the Democrat Party was for the last 150 years, and the parties switched, and there was this Southern strategy and all this. I'm going to debunk that in a coming segment with some facts you might have not thought of. But to the great caller's point, didn't catch his name, I appreciated him calling in, This indoctrination is exactly what we face, what we must thwart, and what we're fighting against. And this is the work that we are doing at Turning Point USA on 1,400 high school and college campuses across the country, tpusa.com. We will be right back.
Now, there are some physical activities that you no longer partake in because they're too painful, such as playing golf or easily walking downstairs, hiking, or even sleeping peacefully through the night. Relief Factor wants to get you out of pain. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of listeners by reducing and at times even eliminating their daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, mine included. Over a month ago, I started taking Relief Factor, and within weeks, it had resolved a lower back pain issue for me, which is now gone. Pete and Seth Talbot are the father and son team behind Relief Factor and the three-week quick starter pack that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com. See the testimonials from folks all over the country who are getting their lives back with Relief Factor. Over 70% of those who try it, continuous customers. Why not be the next Relief Factor success story? Go now to ReliefFactor.com.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask Home Advisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, Home Advisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free Home Advisor app.
Home Advisor.
Spring has sprung, and there's never been a better time to give your bedroom the makeover it so badly needs. Make your bed more comfortable and save some money in the process during the Boll & Branch Think Spring Sale. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch, makers of the world-famous ultra-soft sheets that are loved by three U.S. presidents and millions of Americans. You know our prices are always great, but right now, everything at BollandBranch.com is 20% off. I'll say it again, 20% off. That means our award-winning sheets start at just $160, and shipping is free. These are $1,000 sheets for less than a couple $100. And you can save on our towels, blankets, pillows, even our award-winning mattress. Don't miss this sale. We don't have them often. And remember, Mother's Day is just around the corner. The Think Spring Sale is ending soon, so get 20% off everything before it ends at BollandBranch.com. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com. BollandBranch.com.
Protecting data across modern decentralized networks presents challenges that traditional backup solutions can't handle. At best, you'll waste time and money managing multiple solutions. At worst, gaps in coverage will leave your data vulnerable. Barracuda Backup is a single cloud-integrated solution that simplifies the backup process and allows data replication to anywhere on your network, a private cloud, Barracuda's cloud, or to the AWS public cloud. Reclaim your data. Try Barracuda Backup free at barracuda.com/backup.
Hello, everybody. This is Charlie Kirk filling in for the great Dr. Sebastian Gorka. This is the ReliefFactor.com studios. America First is the name of the show. America First is what we believe. Our phone number is 833 334-6752. I am the founder and executive director of Turning Point USA, America's largest and fastest growing campus organization on over 1,400 high school and college campuses across the country. The website is tpusa.com. Get your students involved, get your kids involved, get your grandkids involved, your nieces, your nephews. If you have a little money, we'd love to take it. It'll go to good use. We are fighting a culture war. We're fighting a war for the soul of this country. And as I mentioned in the previous segment, one of the great lies in America is that somehow the Republican Party of today is what the Democrat Party used to be. What are they really saying? What is this Joe Biden nonsense when they're really saying this? Very simple. Republicans are racist. Democrats are not. That's what they're saying. And they're trying to say it's always been, it's not actually, it's always been the way that what the Republicans used to be, are what Democrats are today, and Democrats are what Republicans are today. It's very convoluted. So Abraham Lincoln would have been a Democrat. In fact, when I first started Turning Point USA, I uncovered a plaque that still stands to this day at a university in Chicago where it says, this building is commemorated for President Abraham Lincoln, Democrat. Abraham Lincoln was a Republican. The Republican Party was founded in 1860 in Wisconsin as an anti-slavery party. One issue, a single issue party. The Republican Party is the party of liberation. The Republican Party is the party of freedom, and it has always been that way. But yet, in academia and in the media, they have convinced us of this lie. They've convinced the vast majority of the American people of this lie. So, for instance, the left wants you to believe that Republicans weren't competitive in the South before the 1960s. Their entire thesis is that there was this great switch or a Southern strategy, that in the 1960s, right near the Civil Rights Act and the Civil Rights era, that the parties completely switched. So the Republicans became Democrats and the Democrats became Republicans. So essentially what they're saying is that the people who aren't racist became Democrats and the people who are racist became Republicans. That's what they're saying. But here's the question then, because essentially it all comes down to the question is what you could throw cross-examination towards that and disprove it by asking the question, how were Republicans ever competitive in the South before the 1960s? Essentially, as the South got increasingly less racist, why did the South become more Republican? Why did Herbert Hoover win 47% of the Southern vote in 1929? Why did Eisenhower win Tennessee, West Virginia, Virginia, Florida, Kentucky, and Louisiana in 1956? Why did Eisenhower, a Republican, support Brown versus the Board of Education, which desegregated public schools? Why did Eisenhower send soldiers to enforce desegregation in Little Rock, Arkansas? If Southern Democrats were so upset about the Civil Rights Act of 1964, why did only one of the 21 Democrat senators who opposed the bill switch parties? Why did Carter sweep the South in 1976? Why did Clinton win six Southern states in 1992? See, this throws a lot of doubt into the idea that there's this clean switch. Now, in both political parties, it's actually much more complicated than this. And you can make the argument that Democrats have always been the party of control. They've always been the party to not stand and applaud or want the most amount of freedom for people. Now, they want control. They look as government now as the modern way to control people. And as I just mentioned all these stats and statistics, one that I really want to zero in on is if the party switched, if they really ended up switching, why did Carter, a Democrat, sweep the South in 1976, only 12 years after the Civil Rights Act was passed? If it actually did switch, and the South, which was allegedly in the left's mind, this bitterly racist place, the switch would have happened nearly instantaneously, and Carter would not have been competitive at all in the American South. It would have been all Republican. But that didn't happen. And then why was he able to win six Southern states in 1992? Well, the answer is quite simple. As the South expelled racism from their ranks, as the South expelled racism from their states, they became Republican. Because if it was actually true, if what the Democrats were trying to tell us was true, and it was as simple as a party switch, is as the South became increasingly less racist, it should have become more Democrat. If as the South became, if they rejected some of the demons in their past, if you will, they would have all become Democrats. Instead, it's the exact opposite. No one could possibly say that the South is nearly as close. And I hate to say the South because I feel like I'm overgeneralizing. I just don't like saying it, but I'm just for the simplicity of argument. I'm just saying the South, the American South, because the left uses the American South as the way to try to form their argument. Why was it that it was Republicans that pushed forth the 1964 Civil Rights Act? Why is it that it was Democrat Senator Joe Biden that was fighting for segregation in 1975? Why is it that it was former KKK Grand Wizard Senator Byrd, when he died, it was Joe Biden that gave his eulogy? Because it's actually much more complicated than a party switch. That the Democrats have always been the party of control. They've always been the party of lower expectations. They've always been the party of keeping people in a specific place under their rule. Republicans have always been the party of the individual. In 1860, when the Republican Party was founded in Wisconsin, they believed in the rights of all people. They believed in the Latin phrase, e pluribus unum. They believed that individual liberty and freedom, regardless of race, regardless of religion, was paramount to a civil functioning society. The left has always believed in division. They believe in divide and conquer today. They believe in pitting people against each other. Police versus citizens and rich versus poor and men versus women and urban versus rural. Republicans have always been the party of unity, of reconciliation, the party of freedom, and the party of in the future. This is Charlie Kirk filling in for Dr. Sebastian Gorka. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Alexander Green, Chief Investment Strategist for the Oxford Club. Just for a moment, I'd like you to picture the perfect stock. No doubt it would have hundreds of billions in revenue, more than IBM, Facebook, and Google. It would probably be a leader in cutting-edge technology like smartphones and robotics. It would be on the verge of dozens of blockbuster announcements. But most of all, it would be ultra-cheap, trading at less than $3 a share. Now, it may seem crazy that such a stock exists, but it does. It's a cutting-edge tech company that has made deals worth hundreds of millions of dollars with Nokia, Microsoft, and Cisco, and a $29.2 billion deal with Apple. It's set to create 50,000 new jobs right here in America, and Donald Trump even calls it the eighth wonder of the world. Yet you've likely never even heard of the stock. Why? Because it trades under a secret name. To find out why the secret $3 stock can help you retire, simply go to onestockretirement.com. That's onestockretirement.com.
Everyone's talking about Better Together, the exciting new talk show by women and for women, airing daily on TBN Television Network. Join host Lori Crouch and some awesome women of faith in action. Better Together is a fast-moving 30 minutes of honest, engaging conversation about all sorts of issues. No topic is off limits. That's what Better Together is all about, living, loving, and growing in God's grace together as friends and family. Join in weekdays at 1:30 p.m. Eastern, 10:30 a.m. Pacific for Better Together, exclusively on TBN.
Are you an unhappy timeshare owner? Getting out of your timeshare is probably at the top of your to-do list. Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. Now that the annual maintenance fees are coming due, you probably wish you had a way to get out of that burdensome and expensive timeshare. Thankfully, we can help. Our process is done legally, ethically, and quickly. Call today for a no-obligation consultation at 833-594-0077 or visit us online at lonestartransfer.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, If SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-607-3551. That's 800-607-3551. 800-607-3551. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hello, everybody. This is Charlie Kirk filling in for the great Dr. Sebastian Gorka here at the ReliefFactor.com studios. Just want to say Dr. Sebastian Gorka is an American hero. The guy is amazing. He's relentless, and I'm just so honored to be filling in for him today. He's on our honorary board at Turning Point USA. The website is tpusa.com. Dr. Gorka, thank you again for letting me fill in. It is quite an honor. I want to go to a cut here from our great president of the United States, who is talking in front of the National Rifle Association. We love the NRA. Cut six.
We gave you the largest tax cut in the history of our country, the biggest ever. And we got Anwar approved, and we got the individual mandate, the absolute worst part of Obamacare eliminated. Now we're going for the rest. And we had it done except for one vote. You know what I'm talking about.
Now, of course, we know what he's talking about. I'm not going to say any names, but we know who it was that voted against it. So here's what bothers me about the healthcare debate. Everyone says, well, and again, I understand this might not be the best way to market it, but I'm just going to tell you what's true, and then we can figure out how to market it from there. But people say, well, what's the Republicans' plan to, you know, replace Obamacare? You replace Obamacare by repealing Obamacare, first and foremost. It's like saying, I have this huge 50-pound weight on my back. What weight am I going to replace it with? No, you take it off your back. That's what you do, first of all. Obamacare was nothing more than government regulation, rules, thousands of IRS agents that were hired. By the way, just some fast facts about Obamacare that people – it's really interesting because as I talk to students today, I forget that students in college – it was 7-8 years ago when this Obamacare fight happened. 9 years ago. They were eight years old when Obamacare was debated. I was a sophomore in high school when Obamacare was debated. But I still remember a lot of it. And we need to kind of bring all this back up because there is so much garbage in Obamacare. And people forget about it. 17,000 new IRS agents. Obamacare hired 17,000 new IRS agents. There are also 28 new taxes in Obamacare. 28 new taxes, including the individual mandate tax, which was a constitutionally incorrect interpretation by Bush-appointed Chief Justice John Roberts. He saved and protected Obamacare. Total disaster. And actually, right now, thanks to a circuit court judge, federal judge in Texas, we might finally be able to repeal Obamacare, because when you get rid of the individual mandate, which actually was the backbone of Obamacare, you might repeal it. To any Republican listening out there and any conservative, do not get into the competition that we should just have a better version of socialized health care. We need a full and complete repeal of Obamacare. And then you can cover pre-existing conditions independently. But the idea that we have to all of a sudden now nationalize our health care system, they passed Obamacare intentionally to destroy our health care system. They wanted to disrupt it, destroy it, and they can nationalize it so they can have people dependent. Don't fall for it. You replace it by repealing it. This is Charlie Kirk. We'll be right back.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and possibly improve your credit score. So call Trinity and talk to a certified counselor. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Gather up your bills and call this toll-free number for a free, no-obligation debt analysis. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.